You know, it's just like you wake up and it's a whole new day. The Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, the stock market explodes and makes new all-time highs. But yesterday, Wednesday, when the news came out, the stock market faded back, but not the bank stocks. In fact, they were strong right for the opening bell, and they kept gaining ground. All the regional banks and community banks and super regionals, not necessarily the Wall Street banks. And then it carried over to Thursday. Big gains, 2, 3, 4%. Susser Bank is a private bank, so you can't buy their stock, but you probably wish you could. Sam Susser is the chairman and CEO of one with reach all over the state of Texas. Good to have you with us.
Dave, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So Wall Street immediately went to the banks and said, this is good news for the banks. Is it that good?
It is good for the banks for multiple reasons, starting with for banks that have a big real estate portfolio, as those real estate loans renew at lower interest rates, they're more likely to pay back on time and to be satisfactory to our regulators. And it helps on the credit exposure side. And for companies that are just maybe over-levered in other sectors, non-real estate, to be able to see that it's very, very likely that rates are going to be down a couple hundred basis points a year from now improves the outlook for banks. And Wall Street is always looking forward where they think stocks are going to be in forward, not backwards.
But, you know, that's an interesting take because people have talked about, you know, stimulating the economy and expansion and stimulating without inflation. What you're really talking about is going back and correcting some of the evils that were beginning to show up, because we'd heard about, you know, delinquency rates that were up, individuals, businesses, you know, the coming real estate collapse has been, you know, on headlines for years. But this can right a lot of those wrongs.
It will certainly help. But another area that falling rates will be helpful to banks. It's going to reduce the delta or the difference between what banks pay on deposits and what treasury bills and money market funds pay. So before this big run-up a few years ago, rates were at zero, and the banks were pretty flush with deposits and liquidity, which helps make banks safer. And as rates went up record pace, you know, over 500 basis points so fast, a lot of deposits moved out of the banking system just at a time when you don't want to see that happening, because your borrowers are struggling with rates that are much higher than what was anticipated when they took on the debt.
You obviously feel good about Texas. I mean, you're Texas based, but I mean, you're already in Dallas and Arlington and Bedford and Corpus and Fort Worth and Garland, Houston. But I know you're going into a big one in Austin. You're converting one in Plano. You're already in San Antonio. So you're obviously feeling good about the prospects for Texas and also for the economy.
I feel terrific about the outlook for Texas. And, you know, if we were to have a recession, if the United States were to get a cold, we would sneeze. It would come and go really fast. One of the things that I think about that's going to drive strength in the Texas economy as rates fall, assuming they continue to fall, I suspect there are hundreds of thousands of people in states like California, New York, Illinois, that would like to move to Texas. Maybe they want to come down to the new headquarters of the companies that have moved here, but they were stranded with really cheap mortgages, and it didn't make sense for them to leave where they were with a 3% mortgage and then book one at 8%. And I think we could see a big pop up for the next couple of years in domestic immigration from within the United States to Texas. It's been held back by high mortgage rates.
You've done it again. That's another aspect. It's perfectly logical, but something I had forgotten about. And that, hey, I've heard of these people that are captured in their homes because they have such low interest rates. So, you've been through a lot of this. You literally grew up in the banking business. I mean, your bank's got your name on it, but it's 63 years old. So, in a situation like this, I've heard about J curves. That is to say, interest rates start coming down.
Yes.
And then people say, well, you know, I was going to refinance, or I was going to buy this, you know, expand my business, or I was going to buy this, whatever it is, house. But, you know, if interest rates are going down, maybe I'll just wait a little while. And all of a sudden, you dip, you see the economy dip back down as everybody is waiting.
In Texas, I don't think we're going to see that. We've been feeling from our clients, and we're in every major city in Texas now, that they just wanted confirmation that the Fed is going to start lowering rates. I do think they've been holding back, but now that we got a big 50 basis point cut Wednesday, and odds are high for several more cuts in the next 3 or 4 months, we expect commercial activity in Texas to start picking up quickly.
You think the pipeline's been filling up? I mean, projects that have been put off waiting for this?
I think that's part of it. Our pipeline's very strong. I wouldn't say it's the strongest it's ever been, but it's very strong right now. We've got visibility into meaningful growth between now and the end of the year. And this tick down in rates is only going to firm up that demand.
You know, trying to get a handle on, and go back to the consumer for a minute, for me has been very, very difficult because I see numbers all over the place. I see retailers that are reporting just blowout numbers. I mean, Restoration Hardware, RH, exploding. And then all of a sudden, Dollar Tree and Dollar General, and those, the low ends are in trouble. And Walmart's making new all-time highs. But, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any logic to all this. Where is the consumer flush with confidence and cash, and where aren't they?
Well, this inflation is much more significant, has much more bite to the people that are making $60,000-$70,000 a year and less that are primarily renting. You know, a little known secret is that 40% of the single family residents in the United States have mortgages with nothing on them. And the vast majority of the other mortgages are 30-year fixed rate. So as rates went up crazy, it didn't impact most people that own single-family residences, right, which are the upper two-thirds in per capita income. But the folks in the bottom third, they have seen an explosion in rents, which is the biggest component in CPI and the cost of living for people in that, well, in every income category.
Yeah.
So this inflation that we've been dealing with for 2 or 3 years, it's not felt evenly. It's felt disproportionately on the bottom third from an income standpoint. And that's why you see a lot of those retailers struggling. And then there's some that offer just great value and kind of will outperform when consumers are struggling, and that would include Walmart.
Again, great insight there. So how long does it take for something like this, a half point cut, to filter down to individuals and businesses? I know, well, the argument is, if you're going to stimulate an economy, it's not overnight, and it takes a while. It's a slow process. But does the benefit of this, I mean, are the interest rates marked down instantly? I mean, were they 20 in a 24-hour basis?
About 80% of our loan portfolio is floating, and maybe 70%. And it changed on Thursday morning. So that flowed instantly across the big majority of our loan portfolio. For the consumer, I think the biggest pickup is in credit cards.
Yeah.
Credit card interest rates, they adjust immediately. And pretty quickly, you'll see rates on car loans start to come down. The auto sector has been really slow because of higher interest rates, and cars are not affordable. 50 basis points is enough to matter a little bit, but we need to see 100, 150, maybe 200 for it to really be helpful. And one of the things that we need is more supply of apartments. And with, an 8.5% prime rate, most new apartment investments don't pencil out. And part of why rents are up so high is that the supply hasn't been growing. And we need more supply to taper the inflation in the apartment rental market.
I believe you, because I know you know your business, but I can't conceive we need any more apartments. All I see is apartments under construction. Of course, this area is growing quickly.
No, just, you know, we're just so blessed to be in the, you know, strongest, biggest, most significant growth state in the country. And here in DFW, we're leading the state of Texas. Another thing we have going for us is a huge surplus in state government. We've got a rainy day fund over $20 billion. I think the comptroller is talking about a minimum of a $20 billion surplus in the state budget before the legislature comes on next year. And that's going to allow the legislature to either invest in a lot more infrastructure or to reduce property taxes or some of both.
Well, once again, I think your timing is outstanding. You're just opening your first full-service branch in Austin. It's a great market. It's a good time in the marketplace. I know you're an alum of the University of Texas, and I hear the football team down there is doing pretty well.
Pretty good. We were my middle son and I were so blessed. We ran up for the Michigan game in the big house, and it was quite an experience. And something we will never forget. It was fabulous.
I would imagine you could have heard a pin drop in the third quarter up there.
It was so loud when we started and at kickoff, and it was pretty darn quiet. Of course, we stayed for every play.
I would imagine. Sam Susser's chairman and CEO of Susser Bank. We always enjoy our conversations. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.